There's crispy. And then there's crispy-er. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy-er.
It's a beautiful day in Happy Valley, but the only thing that'll make the Nittany Lions happy would be a win on Saturday night in Beaver Stadium. The Whiteout, the Avalanche, it's rolling into town, and that's because so are the Michigan Wolverines, and we're going to get you set for an incredible week of college football right here on College Football Live.
Welcome to College Football Live. Presented by Mazda.
And welcome to College Football Live. We find ourselves right here on the lawn of the Hub, hanging out with some of the Nittany Lions that have made their way, maybe from Nittanyville. I've seen the tents already. Everybody's camped out.
They're salty. Look at that. Kick Rutgers out of the Big Ten. What did Rutgers do, bro?
I know, right?
That's your third bye week every year. Why are you upset?
You're right. Goodness gracious.
Everybody's so bitter.
Maria Taylor, David Pollack, and Desmond Howard here with you. Obviously, Michigan, they're coming to town. Wait, what? What's wrong?
So I get booed everywhere I go. It's okay. Okay.
You guys leave Pollack alone.
He's a nice guy.
Leave him alone, guy. Stop being so mean.
Why would they do that?
No, represent the Big Ten in a nice way.
So basically, you understand what's going to happen on College Game Day all day on Saturday. It's going to be fun for Desmond Howard, and that's only one game that's happening this weekend. Here's a look at the weekend matchups presented by Cars.com. Of course, we're looking for the primetime matchup between the Wolverines and Nittany Lions. The Wolverines have not done well in these situations under Jim Harbaugh, though, since his first season in 2015. Michigan, 1-9 against AP top 10 teams, have lost 7 straight such games. So let's start on the side of Penn State, because obviously all these fans, that's all they want to know. Games like Michigan and Ohio State are huge because we're talking about a Penn State team that could make it into the playoff, and basically everything about this season is in front of them. Let's talk about their road to the playoff and the chances that they have. Where do you think they are in that journey?
Well, their defense is championship caliber. I mean, I like what I've seen, especially from their front seven. It's so good. But if they're going to make a playoff run, and think about the Buckeyes, beating the Buckeyes. Think about beating even Michigan with a salty defense. Like, they're going to have to be able to score more points. Like I said, this defense right here, Des,
yes, sir.
We've seen them wreak havoc on everybody they played and absolutely lights out. Yeah. But offensively, they're going to have to step their game up big time.
No, there's no doubt about that. They need to get some balance. Defensively, they're lights out. One of the best defenses in the nation. But offensively, I need to see better from them. When they go up against any sort of resistance, they don't look that great. Against Pitt, they only scored 17 points. Against Iowa, they only scored 17 points. I need to see more out of the offense. And then look at the schedule.
Yeah.
At Michigan State, I know they're not ranked, but they're always going to be tough at
tough
home.
Defense.
At Minnesota, don't sleep on the Golden Gophers.
Playing
they're playing
the
very well right now.
Playing
and then
defense.
At Ohio State, so they have a tough road ahead.
Yep.
Well, let's talk about what we're going to see from Michigan, because you guys have brought up how great Penn State's defense is, and it is. They've already generated 27 sacks. But we're talking about a Michigan offense that a season ago they were second in the Big Ten in scoring. Now they're eighth.
Yeah.
It seems as though, obviously, there's been a drop-off. What do you have to see from them offensively?
Well, there's been a big change, obviously, with Josh Gattis coming in, who used to coach here at Penn State. He's the new offensive coordinator. He's bringing in a whole completely different offense. It's taking them a while to try to find their rhythm. Shea Patterson is not playing well. The defense is playing extremely well, especially a week ago. But look at Shea. Multiple turnovers in multiple games. You can't give other teams extra possessions, and they just can't find a rhythm. What I need to see out of Michigan's offense is consistency. Mm-hmm. Even a week ago against Illinois, they jumped off to like a 4-touchdown lead, and then they took a quarter off.
Yeah,
25 straight points for Illinois.
Exactly, which was ridiculous. So I need to see more consistency from the Wolverines. How about you, David?
Yeah, and I completely agree. There's nothing more to be said.
You're watching College Football Live, presented by Mazda.
Stand up! Stand up!
Come on, college football.
It's hot!
Oh yeah, what a good ball.
Come on. Stand up!
Here we go!
Stand up!
Here we go!
Oh yeah!
The biggest marquee game every week on College Game Day.
That promo never gets old. Tomorrow on College Game Day, playing with purpose, Jen Latta has a story of Penn State defensive end
Yitor Gross-Matos.
There you go, whose life has shaped by two unimaginable tragedies. Plus, Tom Rinaldi sits down with Oklahoma quarterback Jalen Hurts. They're going one-on-one. It's a very rare interview. And from the death penalty to the top 25, Gino has the story of SMU's amazing turnaround, 9 a.m. Eastern on ESPN and the ESPN app. And Gino's joining us up here now.
The cow, or
why did they just show a cow?
I know, what was that all about?
That was strange. Huh? I didn't sign that up. I didn't tell the producers to do that or anything. We're thankful you came here with your Argyle and a good spirit.
Right.
Do you have anything to tell us about
the pony? No, I've been crushed
success?
Already.
No?
Pony success, yes. It's a story like that I actually covered back in 1987.
Mm-hmm. God, you're old.
And to see it, yes, thank you, David. I know you got to get going now. Thanks for stopping by the booth. And then to go back 32 years later and see where that program is now is amazing.
Yeah, well, it'll be a good story. You can watch that on College Game Day. But what we want to talk about now is because we're like mid-season form now, right? Right? Teams kind of learned something about them. Halfway point. So let's go through our mid-season review, and we start with the most intriguing storyline in college football, Gino.
Well, I'm going to stick with SMU. If you think back from 1987, that it's taken them 32 years to become relevant again. They were ranked 19th this past week. Maybe not such a big deal if you're Alabama or Penn State or any other team that's used to it. They haven't been ranked forever since 86. They haven't been 6-0 since 1982. So this is a huge deal. They didn't get a vote in the preseason. So they're really excited.
It was
there.
Funny to see next to you, it was Woj, and then it was your intriguing matchup. So I was like, Woj.
At least it wasn't a cow.
Woj bomb. What you got, David?
Dude, the best moment for me, hands down, was Blake Anderson visiting Sanford Stadium with his wife and the story that we did on him. It was just, it was cool because we have so much hatred in fans and college sports and so much, you know, you go to visit opposing places and chants and all that stuff. But to see another team rally behind a man that went through one of the most unimaginable things that we could ever go through, especially if you're married, it was wear pink for Wendy. That was pretty daggum awesome.
Yeah, that was tremendous. For me, the most intriguing story, we talked about it on game day for a long time too, was how teams and players are starting to use the red shirt rule.
Yeah.
So you're looking at Houston. You have a starting quarterback, Derek King. They started 1-3 a year ago. He scored 50 touchdowns. After a one and three start, he decides to just red shirt this year, sit the rest of the season out, and come back next year. Now, obviously, his coach was on board. Some say he's the one who initiated the conversation. That whole thing is just extremely intriguing. Then you had the other player, Justin Murphy, who wrote the long tweet about it and how he was disgruntled. And so that's a very, very intriguing story. Hope it doesn't become a trend.
Yeah.
I chose a team that is a blue blood, obviously, in college football, and it's USC. I think we don't really know who they are, but they've had to deal with two quarterbacks going down.
Yeah.
But they got a win over Utah. No one expected it. A top 25 win over Stanford at the time, who that could be arguing whether or not they're a top 25 team.
They're not. They're arguing.
Everyone assumed that, like, coach would be fired at this point, and it would be really difficult, but they've made something shake. They're 3-3, and I think it's an interesting story because they are a blue.
And what I love about that is they've also been competitive in every game.
Every game.
It ain't like
the Notre Dame game.
It was 23-20. It ain't like they've been blown out. They look like a team that still is fighting.
College Football Live is presented by Mazda. Feel alive. And in part by Pizza Hut. Official pizza of college football. Order now at pizzahut.com. No one out pizzas the Hut.
The dedicated fans here at Penn State, they've been giving us all the energy they've got for College Football Live, and also students during a long-standing tradition here in Happy Valley have been camping out in Nittanyville, and head coach James Franklin stopped by to drop off some cupcakes. So nice of him. Listen to why he does it.
We do this every single year, so each week we come out and just try to support the students because they support us, whether it's wings or pizza or whatever, and we started doing cupcakes a few years ago. So me, my girls, and my family come out and do it each year.
Anybody